Hello and welcome to another episode of the Auto Trader Podcast. My name is Wandile Sishi.
And I'm George Mini.
And we have a super interesting episode today. And before we get into it, let me ask you one question, George.
Why are you wearing that t-shirt? Or that hoodie?
I've got to support my team. We're going to Baku, my favorite track this week. So I'm representing, you know, the realest team I've ever come across.
I have no words.
I don't know if you've been reading the news, but, you know, Mercedes has been saying a few things which have sparked my...
They must put their money where their mouth is.
Well, we'll see this weekend.
Hmm.
Trust. I trust.
Interesting.
It's been such a tough 2 years. And, you know...
Oh, have you been in the bit of a battle?
It's been terrible. It's been horrible.
But Mercedes is having to fight for the win.
We haven't won. It's been so difficult. And coming to work has not made it easier because, you know, yeah, everyone at the office is, you know, will find any opportunity to make fun of me. So, you know, but I support.
Alonso is beating Hamilton.
We'll be back. We'll be back this week.
Doesn't Alonso have more points than Hamilton now?
I think he's, he would. He would definitely.
What are the points standing?
Let's see, F1
points. At the moment,
I'll say Max.
Max Perez, Alonso. Yeah, so Alonso's got more.
Yeah.
Driver standings.
Yeah, we'll go to Baku.
Baku is going to be an interesting one.
Always is street race, so yep. You know, it's always.
So it's really fast. The aerodynamics of Red Bull and Aston Martin are not going to, I guess, count as much.
Yeah, which I mean, they're fast in the corners, right? So Ferrari might have a good chance.
Ferrari might have a good chance. Maybe Mercedes-Benz
might also have a good chance. Yeah.
So I think it kind of street track, in my opinion, levels the playing field a little bit.
Well, it depends. Not Monaco.
Because I don't have that.
It's, you know, kind of the opposite of that, just because it's thin.
Well, it's got that long straight through the tunnel.
Yeah, it's barely straight, barely long,
barely straight.
Barely straight and barely long.
Is that because Mercedes can't drive the straight line?
Let's see what happens, but next week I think I'll be happy, just based on what I've seen.
Okay.
So we're talking about the art of counterfeiting, and then we'll move on to factories which are making supercars. I don't know if you've seen the stories, but there are now auto shops around the world that can make, they call them replicas, but, you know, it's fake cars.
Yeah, I mean, is a replica a fake? And...
I have a theory to that, actually, as to what makes it fake. So I think if you're stealing intellectual property,
yes,
then it becomes
fake.
A fake.
Yes.
Whereas if you're imitating with your own name and your own...
Yes, your own brand. You don't... Like, you're not trying to call a Lamborghini Hurricane a Lamborghini Hurricane.
Exactly. Yeah, you're calling it a...
Something else.
A Shamborghini...
A Shamborghini.
A tsunami or something. I don't know. So I think that's the difference there. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about how to avoid fake car auctions in South Africa. And I have a funny story about that. But we dived into the first topic, which is what is a counterfeit car and defining it. And there are a few replicas out there which are...
Well, replica, counterfeit, fake. I suppose those are different things.
Yeah.
Because a counterfeit or a fake will be something that's trying to be a thing that it's not.
100%.
Like being a Lamborghini Hurricane.
Yeah. Whereas replicas, I think in car culture, there's always been replicas.
Yeah, there's always been replicas, yeah.
And I think I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's really cool. I've seen a few really nice replicas. I mean, you know, Carroll Shelby, the Cobra, is a great example of how, you know, there's been many, many, many companies that have done replicas of that. The Lotus as well has a lot of replicas which are really cool. So I think you can make a nice homage to a historic vehicle without it being tacky.
So why is it okay to put the Lotus badge on a replica, but it's not okay to put the Ferrari badge on a replica, for instance?
I don't think any of those scenarios are okay.
You don't think? But people that like build Lotus 7s do it.
Yeah, but they don't call it Lotus 7. It'll be called something else.
I've seen people with Lotus badges on a Lotus...
That's complete theft. That's a crime.
That's fake, right?
Yeah, that's a complete fake, yeah.
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 You know, what makes it fake? It's when you're trying to be the Lotus 7 and it looks like the Lotus 7, but maybe it's not the Lotus 7.
Yeah. There are people out there who, you know, can catch you out. And in some scenarios, if you go to these shows, I've seen people trying to play it off as if it's the real thing.
Real thing. Okay, what kinds of cars?
Ferraris get, you know, replicas a lot.
Fake replica Ferraris, wow.
Yeah, I've seen... Yeah, there's been a few. There's been a few out there, which, you know... But usually you can tell. You can always tell. There's always one or two details which are like, oh, this is just a really bad fake. And, you know, usually people play it off and say, no, it is a replica. It's cool to see.
Yeah.
I see nothing wrong with that. Have you ever experienced or driven inside a replica car before?
Yeah, I mean, I used to be a massive Lotus 7 fan.
Mm.
That's all I know. Mm. You know, I used to be a massive Lotus 7 fan. As a matter of fact, I helped build part of the way a Lotus 7 20, 25 years ago from scratch.
Mm.
Chassis and everything. So I kind of know the world of Lotus because it's quite a popular car to build from the ground up.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if putting a Lotus badge on it, is that legit? Is it the right thing to do? What does Lotus think about that?
Surely it's not okay. I don't think they'll be okay with that.
Mm.
I mean, I wouldn't be okay with it. So
yeah, I mean, there's another variation called the Caterham. I don't know if you've seen the Caterham.
I think that is, but once again, I think they're using the same. I wouldn't say the same chassis.
Same platform, the same
platform.
Yeah. So Caterham platform versus Lotus, and there are subtle differences, but. They look very much the same.
Yeah. That's kind of the same as RUF and Porsche, for instance, where they use the same platform. It's completely two different companies.
Yeah.
And they just share a platform. But it's been licensed once again. And it's not like you're doing anything that's illegal in that scenario.
Yeah.
That's completely legal.
So the modern Caterham 7 is based on the Lotus Series 3 7.
Mm.
Though developed to the point that no part is the same as a Lotus. Various other manufacturers offer a sports car in a similar basic configuration, but Caterham owns various legal rights to Lotus 7 design and name.
Mm. There's actually one on site. I don't know if you've ever seen, like currently today, there is a Lotus 7 that's on.
Is it
on
a genuine Lotus 7? Must be.
And I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. I think it is.
Lotus 7's a gorgeous car.
No, it's a stunning vehicle.
Yeah.
It's such an iconic... platform.
Yeah,
and it's always, people are always going to be.
You know, I've seen a lot of this where the Lotus badge is not on the 7, but the 7's on the 7. Yeah, you know, so you know, it could be this is fake 7, or you know, wheel 7 or something.
So the one that's currently on site is, I mean, it's a Lotus 7, but it's I think it's a replica as well. Lotus Super 7. So there you have it. There's ways around it.
Lotus, you know, Super 7. Mm. I mean, like, I suppose unless we talk to the owner, we can't say that it's a replica. A replica, you know, you don't know. But is it okay? If you're trying to rip off a brand and steal its IP, as you said in the beginning, I think that's where the problem starts.
100%.
Because you're never going to have the same safety standards. You're never going to have the same aerodynamics exactly. You're never going to have exactly the same... like research and development that's gone into the original car.
Yeah. This one looks like it's original, so, you know.
It could be.
If you're looking for that, it's definitely up there. You can go and find it on the site. But the reason why I actually brought this up is because I don't know if you've seen the story about there was a factory in Brazil or an auto shop called Auto Fibra, F-I-B-R-A. And they were recently busted for building replica supercars. I think we have a photo of one. So if you look at this shape here, I mean, that's clearly a Lamborghini. And specifically, that's the Reventon kind of the features. It's not identical, but I mean, to pass off as a replica, you can see why this can be problematic.
Did they put a Lamborghini badge on it?
Put a Lamborghini badge on it. The only difference is that they changed the engine. So for instance,
Reventon, look at that shop.
Yeah. and this is what that's coming out of you know, I think they have molds, and then they, you know, essentially just get you what you want. The only difference that the engine is completely different, and the interior will obviously not be authentic. But I mean, the Reventon, for instance, if you had to buy one today, is about 24 million rand.
And this one, about 2.4.
Up to about 1.2 is what they'll sell it for. And it, you know, the engine's obviously not the same. It'll come from like a Mitsubishi Eclipse or an Alfa Romeo. But you can easily pass off as, you know, as a Lamborghini, ultimately.
Wow.
Yeah. So they've been shut down.
I don't think it's right, to be honest.
Yeah. A lot of issues can come from that. And Ferrari, for instance, they, I mean, even if you have an authentic Ferrari and you do any sort of custom mods without telling them, you know, you'll never be able to buy a Ferrari again. So they take, these companies take their IPs really,
Justin Bieber.
Really high. Justin Bieber's a great example of that. You know, and I mean, it happens for a lot of reasons. I mean, would you ever buy a replica? Ever?
Not if it's, I don't think if it's trying to be the original brand. Mm. If it's really just a showpiece and, you know, it's a fun toy that is not called a Lamborghini, maybe, you know. But personally, I don't think so. You know, you really do want the original, but I guess it's a cost issue.
I think for me, it depends on the vehicle. So I would never get like a Lamborghini, for instance. I mean, that's a, you know. But if it's like a really old car, which I...
Like a Cobra.
Like a Cobra, for instance. Then, yeah, I see there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's only when it's like a car that's currently on the roads right now, which is kind of strange to do. I think it's kind of a little bit tacky for me. But I can understand
why... Well, it's illegal, right? Yeah. To buy something that's trying to be what it's not, you know, stolen IP.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And there are laws around that in South Africa. So we spoke about the story about a year ago where they seized 5 million rands worth of fake parts. And that's where it becomes really dangerous, in my opinion. A lot of people don't know. They go to auto shops sometimes and they buy parts and you don't realize that it's not even a replica at that point. It's just crime. People are selling knockoff parts. And I think that's where the danger of this comes in. And that's why the laws are in place in South Africa. It's completely illegal to do. Yeah.
Well, it's a safety thing. I mean, at the end of the day, if you buy a knockoff part and it's a critical part for the safety of a motor vehicle, that puts not only the driver's life in danger, but the people around them on the road.
Mm.
You know, so I don't know if you ever heard of like... these guys that would what they call regroove tires.
Yeah. So basically you take your destroyed tire and they can go in.
And they regroove them. Yeah. Some people along, you know, the side of the road would regroove them using like
a hard piece of wire or something.
Well, you know those like wood carving.
Oh yes, I know exactly.
Tools.
Yeah, those lino print tools. Yeah, I've seen them.
You know, now that's very dangerous. You know, and like if you buy one of those, you're gonna get yourself into trouble in terms of safety.
I do wonder how effective that is.
Well, that's a so what's on the screen now is retread. Now retread is totally legal.
Okay.
Provided it is it meets the standards of the you know the regulators in the country. A lot of truck tires are retreaded.
Yeah. No, wait, hold on. Let's talk about this.
Regrooved, retread, different thing.
Different thing. Retreading is when you go into a destroyed tire and you go...
There's regrooving kind. I don't know if that's proper. Yeah, you know, it's a bit pixelated. But that's when you don't put extra layer,
of rubber.
Of rubber onto the... You're just like literally gouging into the existing tread.
Is that legal? Is any of this legal?
Retreading is a normal thing that happens.
How would that process work? I've never... This is news to me.
Ah, I mean, that's... I don't want to guess on the process, but how tires are retread. I mean, it's really just putting another tread on the tire. A worn casing of a tire that has a good structural quality. So the structural quality is the most important part. Is taken off the car and is given a renewed tread and sidewall rubber.
Okay.
So it gives like another layer
full,
on top.
A full new layer, essentially.
The revamp tire is then put through a curing process that causes the new rubber to vulcanize on the original casting.
I'm assuming that's like fuse, essentially. Make sure that it's not going to...
The result is a new tire and a new tread pattern.
Huh. I wonder if that's legal in South Africa. Is that something that
we it's to my knowledge. Yeah, so Superquick has a guide to retreaded tires. So retread tires, also known as recaps or remolds, have had a bad reputation over years because they do. Like when they're badly made, they come off the tire.
Yeah, I'm sure.
With stories of vehicles losing control due to the tread separating from the body of the tire when they're not molded properly. However, is this necessarily the fault of the retreaded tire itself, or is there other are there other factors involved? And then, you know, they go into the tires themselves, how they are made. It may have been true in the past that retreads are unstable and unsafe, especially at high speeds, because that's what I've heard. However, large strips of rubber left behind on the roads and highways are usually due to to tire abuse or lack of maintenance.
I mean, you can't go drifting with those, I'm assuming. Like, this is probably just for typical...
So, like what they do say here is it is important to note that not all retreads are made equal.
Yeah.
Just as in the case with new tires, quality and reliability depends on the manufacturer. So you do get retreaders.
Yeah.
I know that it happens in the commercial world.
Yeah.
You know, quite a bit. So, you know, in conclusion, Superquick says, and Superquick did not sponsor this video, just saying, but Superquick says that retread tires have certainly improved over the years with new developments in tire manufacturing technology, stronger tire casings, and high quality rubber compounds. So, you know, is that fake? I don't think so.
I don't think that's fake. That's
It's a proper manufacturing process there, and it's been legitimized.
Would you recommend it?
Depends on the application.
Okay.
You know, so retreaded tires, you can think on a, let's say on a tractor.
Yeah.
That is doing plowing.
Yeah. Moving really slowly, you know, indeed on the roads.
So I say, you know, in the commercial world, I'm not saying it's bad in the car world, but, you know.
You can see its application being used.
You need to, really well you got to think about, like, if you're doing high speed.
Yeah.
Make sure that thing's retreaded properly.
100%. Moving on to the last story that I want to talk to you about, George. Have you ever been to an auction? We've actually discussed this before, but recently, have you ever been to an auction?
Recently, no, but I have been to a few auctions.
Have you ever been a victim or seen...
What's with the 21 questions? A victim?
Last one.
No.
Have you ever seen a fake car auction?
Or a scam? Fake car auction?
Yes.
No.
So this past weekend, I was having a conversation with my friend who was telling me about the fact that he wants us to get into basically buying and selling of cars from auctions. I'm not going to get into detail of that. But when I did a little bit of research on this, I saw that in South Africa specifically.
Have you checked your contract?
No, I'll still use Auto Trader to buy and sell the cars. A little bit of a side hustle. But
Auto Trader employees can't become car dealers.
Oh, I won't be a car dealer. This is for personal use. You know, large fleets.
Buying and selling for large fleets.
Just growing my fleet.
I get you. So I'm not legitimizing that.
My manager's going to kill me. Anyway, so I was busy doing some research with regards to auctions. And I found that there's a lot of scams that have been going around, specifically in South Africa, with regards to fake car scams.
So what is a fake car auction? Like, what do they do there that that legitimate auctions don't do?
Well, it's a scam. Let's start there.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I mean, it's a scam. So what is it exactly that makes it a scam?
So I'll give you an example of the scenarios that I saw. So this one story I read was this lady essentially, well, social media is always going to be, you know, kind of where
they're going to sensationalize anything.
But the story that I read was this person who essentially was told that they needed to, it all looked legit. They basically saw an ad for a bank that was running an auction for repossessed vehicles, and they said that they needed to send 50% deposit for them to be kind of registered or whatever, and for them to
so this wasn't physically at an auction. This was trying to scam money out of people ahead of the auction.
Exactly.
I get
exactly
you.
That. Yeah. So it doesn't even get to the part where we had an auction.
Because I would imagine it would be very difficult to pull off a physical fake auction.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to have the cars there, and you've got to there's lots of process.
I'm sure someone has done it. I'm sure someone has done it. I'm gonna find out for you. But essentially, this lady sent through, I think the car was like 28,000 Rand. So that's the first red flag there is, why is the car so cheap?
Did she pay?
She paid. Ugh. The deposit of 15,000.
But you know what I can't understand is that this gets fooled for.
Mm.
You know, how do you fall for that kind of fishing.
Yeah, and that's what it is. But eventually they got the full 28,000 because apparently the bank said you need the full amount. And then afterwards they were like, because now she's like 28,000 deep. And then they're like, you know, we didn't include VAT, so we need an additional like 8,000. So she sent that through and the guys were gone. So I wanted to just talk about, before I go into the...
Well, I don't know if that's, if you can say that's a car auction, because it's not. Yeah. It's an online scam.
100%.
That's what it is. Because they're probably posed as these auctioneers online and they're not.
Yes. But yeah, so I think there's a few things that you can learn from said lady.
Anybody yeah. that wants cash up front, you've got to put a question mark over.
So what would you do in terms of tips for anybody who's going into an auction?
Don't pay the money.
Okay.
Go see the car.
Mm.
Because no one should be asking you for money for a car before you've seen it, driven it, looked into its history, looked at its title records, looked at its NATIS documents.
Yeah.
You should not be paying money for a car until you have actually seen the car.
100%.
It is the second biggest purchase in a human's lifetime, barring their home or their house. It's not something that you pay for before you see it. Very, very rarely.
Yeah.
Dealers trade amongst each other sight unseen, yes, but they have a trusted trading relationship. Mm. You know, there are a few dealers that I know, I would buy a car without seeing it from them, but I know that they're legitimate because I've got a relationship with them.
100%. So I did some digging with regards to what are the things to look out for when you are going to any scam. First one is checking that the business is legit. So verifying banking details, very easy to do. Also just checking that the auctioneer is actually registered. There is a body that makes sure that the auctioneer is registered to do that. Next thing is making sure you can verify the car. So if any bank is going to be selling any repossessed car, firstly, they list the vehicle on their website. And secondly, you can verify with the bank to make sure that the vehicle is actually authentic.
Are you saying do all this before you see the car?
Before.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
You see a car you like. Can I come and see it?
Yeah, but the scammers are getting good. This is to ensure that the car is actually real.
Yes, go see the bloody thing in the flesh.
I mean, scammers can be like, here's the vehicle.
Now you start doing all the things that you say.
100%.
It's like, first, in my opinion anyway, first verify the physical existence of the thing you want to buy. Am I jumping the gun? I'm sorry. I think it's back to front.
Next thing is obviously see it in the metals. Literally the very next thing I was going to raise. So thank you for raising that. But yeah, go and make sure the car exists. Be inquisitive. Ask questions. We always say this. It's always the most important thing. And don't feel pressured.
Don't pay the money over.
Don't feel pressured to pay the money over.
Don't pay the money over until you are 100% happy. Don't pay a deposit. Don't pay a holding deposit. Anything until you are 100% happy.
I heard that there are scenarios where an auctioneer would ask you to put in some form of...
Yeah, collateral. Like, but that's when you get there.
Okay.
You know, or if you've gone to that auctioneer before, you know, you can obviously pay that up front. But the first auction you ever go to...
Yeah.
Just go watch. Mm. Just, you know, go and observe. There's going to be other cars. Don't get too emotionally attached to a particular vehicle. Mm. And just go and observe.
Yeah, and avoid social media. I've seen a few people getting scammed.
Yeah, don't buy cars on social media. That's not what it's for.
100%.
Buy a car off Auto Trader.
100%. And that's pretty much the show I have for you today, George. Thank you for joining me.
Rooting for Alonso.
Rooting for Hamilton. We back. We back, baby. We back.
I think I need to get a Aston Martin shirt. No competition there. Search Auto Trader.